Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
NordVPN.com/FIFO brings you the fastest VPN in the world, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, and online threat protection that blocks you against malware, annoying pop-up ads, and so much more. And they have several tiers for you. That way you can get what you want. You can get 4 months free and a 30-day money-back guarantee with NordVPN.com/FIFO. Maybe you want to order UFC pay-per-views, but don't want to spend so much money. Maybe you miss AEW Plus or WWE Network or something like that. NordVPN.com/FIFO allows you to change your virtual location with just one click and gain access to those things. Get that geo-blocked content. Make sure you browse safely and securely. NordVPN.com/Fightful makes your browsing experience and just your life experience much more versatile. 4 months free and a 30-day money-back guarantee. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Hello, everyone. I am Scott Edwards here representing Fightful for a very special interview with the 2022 Tokyo Princess Cup winner, Yuka Sakazaki. Yuka, welcome to the interview. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this.
Thank you.
So I wanted to actually start this interview with a most recent current event. I know you were part of the AEW gaming event there in Japan. How much fun was that to be, you know, part of that? I saw that you posted the photo of SpongeBob, which was really cool. I'm sure you had a great time there.
はい、まずはじめに、最近、まあ、つい最近というか、昨日まで行われた東京ゲームショーの AW Fight Forever と、はい、エキシビションマッチをやってて、まあ、面白い画像を見させておりまして、例えば、SpongeBob の前に、試合もやっておりますので、その連戦はいかがでしたでしょうか？
はい、とっても、なんかゲームのキャラクターになったみたいな気持ちになって、いつもの試合とはまた違った雰囲気で試合できました。
Right, so she felt like you know, she was actually like a game character, you know, coming to real life. Yeah. Being in the game show, so it's a little bit different from their usual fight style in the ring.
For sure. Yeah, I can believe that. And I know you're actually in the AEW Fight Forever game. That must be so cool for you to, you know, get to virtually play as your own character on a video game. How does that feel for you when you were told that?
はい、AEW Fight Forever エキシビションマッチだけでなく、ゲーム実際に実装されているので、その点についてどう思われますか？坂口さん自身がゲーム内に参戦して、もしかしたら将来やゲームが発売するときに自分のキャラクターをできるはどう思いますか？
すごく嬉しいです。永遠の命を手に入れたような気持ちです。はい、でも昨日までのゲームショーのデモ機、トライする ゲームの中にはまだ私のキャラクターはいなかったので体験はできなかったんですけど、ケニーさんとかシダさんとか CM パンクとか他の数人の選手はいたので、それでちょっと遊ばさせてもらいました。
はい、So she's very happy obviously, and she felt like she has got the key to eternal life, you know, being in the game.
Yeah.
So you know the game show was from Thursday to yesterday, mm-hmm. and in the demo booth, her character was not implemented yet, but other wrestlers such as Kenny Omega, Hikaru Shida, CM Punk were in the game, so she got to have a chance to play a little bit of them, and it was quite enjoyable.
Awesome, that's awesome. I'm so happy that you got to be in it. I'm sure that's just so exciting. But of course, we can get into Wrestle Princess 3, of course. That's, you know, the main reason for this interview. We're only a few weeks away, which is very exciting. Of course, you're heading to Wrestle Princess 3 to challenge Shoko Nakajima for the Princess of Princess Championship. You know, she's someone that you've wrestled many times. Of course, you wrestled her at Cyber Fight Festival earlier this year. You know, how are you feeling going into it? You know, just, you know, physically, mentally, are you excited for the rematch from earlier this year?
はい、やっぱ今回のインタビューの目標としては今年のレスルプリンセス3で、あと週数間に行われるんですけど、今回はまたチャレンジとして中島翔子選手と戦えることになりますが、まあこの日に至るまで何回も試合してたんですけど、サイバーファイトフェスでもあり、うん、今回この試合について心境はどうですか？
そうですね、やっぱり対戦相手は何回も戦ってる中島翔子だけど、今までとはまた違う、お互いの持っているものを引き出しながら、さらに東京女子が大きな団体になるような、もっと注目されるような試合になると思います。
はい、 So they fought many many times over as you mentioned, but you know this time of course every time they fight it's a little different, so、mm-hmm. this time going into this next match they have a lot of different tools in their toolbox ready to be unleashed against each other, soThrough this match, they hope to make Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling bigger and, you know, get more attention from not just Japan, but all around the world.
Yes, it's a very exciting event. I know a lot of people here in the United States that are very, very excited for that show. It's one of the most exciting, you know, wrestling shows of the year. So we can't wait to see you. And that brings me to my next question, really talking about TJPW. And I'll keep it very basic. What makes TJPW special to you?
はい、次の質問ですが、坂崎さんにとって TJPW 東京女子プロレスの魅力はズバリ何でしょうか？
そうですね、やっぱり戦いの中にある対戦相手への愛情だったりとか、何でしょう、ライバル意識だったりとか、そのこれからの自分とか、なんかいろんなものを重ねて戦ってるので、なんかその相手が憎くて戦ってるんじゃないんだっていうのが皆さんに伝わって、その爽やかな雰囲気、戦いの中にあるスポーツマンシップにのっとった爽やかな東京女子ならではの、なんでしょう、温かみ、戦いの中にある温かみみたいなのを感じてもらえたらなと、はい、思って試合してます。
はい。So even during the matches, you know, what they feel towards their opponents, you know, how they see each other as rivals, and, you know, what happens for the next, you know, what's going to happen going forward as a wrestler, you know.、
Yeah.
They keep fighting to build themselves up, and they want to show into the ring that they don't actually despise each other, you know, in the ring,、
yes.
off the ring. And you know, it's all wonderful. The sportsmanship is really there. And、
yeah.
what really makes it really stand out for her is like the you can feel the warmth of all the wrestlers in the ring, which you can only see in Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling.
I 100% agree. As someone that watches from afar, you can Miyu Yamashita is someone obviously that you've wrestled so many times, but most recently you guys had a tag team match together, and you could feel that warmth and comfort that you guys still have despite wrestling each other so many times. And really, I guess that's what I'll ask next. I'd love to ask you about Miyu. You guys have been rivals, you fought for titles, but of course you've partnered together. So like, how is your guys' relationship as kind of, like I said, rivals, but also you could be friendly with one another while teaming up? How is that dynamic?
やっぱりその、さっきおっしゃってた戦いの一番感じてるのは、山下美夢選手との、まあ、ライバル関係でもあり、あと、まあ、タグという経験でもあり、で、その次の質問に同じく路線なんですけど、山下美夢選手との関係性はどうですか？
ああ、山下美夢とは、何でしょう、もう本当に、ずっと一緒にいて、プライベートとかでも、なんか私の名前を間違えてママって呼んできたりするぐらいの仲なんですけど、なので、山下美夢の、素の自分、素の山下を、誰よりも知ってると私は思ってます。なので、私はあいつのことを裏切ることはないし、山下も私に何かあった時に一番に駆けつけてくれる、はい、そういうやつだと思ってるので、はい。全面的に、はい、もう家族のような気持ちではありますね。
はい。So they've known each other for so long, as you already know. And in private, sometimes she even accidentally calls her mama. Yeah. So she knows the true Miyu. They know each other for so long. So she probably knows Miyu more than anybody else in the entire roster. And she knows that whatever happens to her, that Miyu will not betray her, and the same goes, vice versa.
Yes.
And, if anything happens to Sakazaki-san, she'll be the first to go come help her. So in all aspects, they could basically be called family, Yeah.
That's absolutely wonderful. And I love I love that you call her mama. That's fantastic. You really brought a smile. I'm sure a lot of people will smile at that too.
But actually, it's Yamashita that calls her mama. Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes. And to shuffle over, of course, your tag team partner, Magical Sugar Rappers with Mizuki, you two are the most decorated. You've achieved so much in TJPW. What makes you guys such a great team? What makes you such a great team? What makes you guys blend together so well?
Hi. まあ、チーの質問に移って、今回はマジュラビーについてちょっと語りたいんですが、やっぱり、東京女子の中に一番功績がいいチームなんで、うん、まあ、水木さんと一緒にやってるマジュラビーなんですが、うん、そのチームの凄みとは何ですか？
まあ、その、大体、プロレスラーって言うと、自分、大体、本当に戦うにしても、対戦相手にしても、やっぱり自分っていうのが先に出ると思うんですけど、まあ私の場合は、私自身のダメージだったり、攻撃するにしても、私のことより水木のことを先に考えて、プレイ、試合に臨んでるので、そうですね。水木が痛いと私がもっと痛い気持ちだったりとか、 はい。なので、何でしょう。自分のことより、水木のことの方が大事だなと思いながら、組んでるタッグパートナーです。
はい。So, as a wrestler and maybe even sometimes as an opponent, you know, for Sakazaki-san, you know, when Mizuki is hurt in the ring, she also feels hurt. It feels kind of like a symbiotic relationship in a sense, I think is what she's trying to say. Yes. So like when she wrestles in the ring, she thinks of like Mizuki before herself when they team up. So I think, you know, so that synergy, they really, really gel as a team really well. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can feel that while watching you guys mesh, and it's always so entertaining, you know, to watch your matches. My next question, it kind of pivots away, more talks about you as a wrestler yourself. You know, you've become much more serious and very physical in your wrestling style, especially this year. I think a lot of fans have taken notice of that. Is that just you transforming over time as a wrestler to, you know, grow and be different than where you were, say, 3 years ago?
はい、次の質問は、シングルレスラーとして、語りたいんですが、まあ、最近というか今年からすごく、まあ、あのファイトスタイルが激しくなっておると皆さんにすごく伝わるんですけど、やっぱそれはもしかしてレスラーとしての成長でしょうか？
そうですね。はい。やっぱり東京女子でのファイトスタイルと、海外、自分が外に出たとき、東京女子の外に出たときのファイトスタイルの違いっていうのは考えてて、やっぱり外にいるときは、東京女子以外の時は自分のことだけ、自分がいいようにだけという意識は普通よりは多い状態でプレイ戦ってて、でも東京女子の中だと対戦相手ももちろん自分の家族なので、その対戦相手のいいところも知ってもらいたいし、私のいいところも知ってもらいたいなと思いながら試合してるので、でも私は東京女子の中だとお姉ちゃんの方だから、やっぱり自分だけの、自分がいいようになってるだけの試合だと、そのこれからの東京女子を可能性を見てもらえないから、ちょっと悪い、ちょっと意地悪なことをして。
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80 volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80 volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
東京女子のちっちゃい子、違う子の頑張りとか粘りとか、なんでしょう、もっと中にある強い部分、もっと頑張れるんだよっていうのを見てもらいたいから、そう、ちょっとデビル私デビルになってますね、東京女子だと。はい。
ちょっとなんか 若い子はもうちょっと、その頑張りを引き出せるために。
そう。
Right. はい、了解です。So, you know, so it's definitely an aspect of her growth, because, you know, she has a little different style when she wrestles inside Tokyo Joshi compared to how she wrestles overseas, which you should know well. So, you know, outside
Yes.
Tokyo Joshi, she thinks how to best perform, you know, by herself more so than usual. But in Tokyo Joshi, you know, since, you know, everybody there is family, so she can think of all the good parts of her opponents, and they also know the good parts of herself. So it's, you know, like I said, family. So, and in Tokyo Joshi, she's like the elder sister among the whole roster, because considering how long her tenure is in the whole company. So, you know, sometimes, you know, she wants to show a little bit of her own style, you know, add a little of her own spice to the style in the ring. So, and she wants people to see the potential of all these wrestlers in the roster. So she wants to, you know, in a sense, be a little bit like a bully and mess with the younger roster members with her tenure there, you know. And in doing so, she wants to see how well they can be resilient and, you know, bring out their latent potential through her messing around with them. So she says, you know, she's kind of like the devil in order to help them become better.
And I think, you know, a lot of fans noticed that during the Princess Cup, of course. You know, you did that especially with Hikari Noah, Suzume, Miyu Watanabe. Was that your mindset for those matches?
やっぱり、プリンセスカップとしてすごく通じたので、例えば、ノア・ヒカリ選手とか、渡辺美優選手とか、鈴芽選手にすごく伝わるので、それは目的だったんでしょうか？
そうですね。やっぱり、戦ってからじゃないと吸収できないものってあると思うので、普段どんなに仲良く接してても、やっぱり、どこか成長っていうのは戦いの中でしか得られないものってあるので、なので、リング上で期待してるよ。これからの東京女子の、主要メンバーになってほしいなって思って戦ったので、ちょっと、痩せ我慢しながら、本当は痛いけど、痛くないふりしながら戦ってました。もっともっと上手に、もっともっと強く、なってほしいなと思って。
ありがとうございます。So, like what you said, that's actually her goal indeed, because some things you cannot really express, you know, on a daily talk basis, but you can
Course.
only really understand it through fighting against each other. So in the ring, she wants to see how well they've improved, you know, throughout their daily practices, the training, and she wants them all to become, you know, like a long-term, like foundations to help build up the Tokyo Joshi roster. So really, it's all more like, you know, she wants them to, you know, put it up through out of pride, you know, and bear through all the pain. So that's definitely her goal, as in regards to the previous question.
Yes, thank you, and we appreciate that as fans, you know, watching that, and it does notably make them better. So thank you once again. And you talked about coming overseas and showing a different style, and of course you've gone to AEW. How's been your experience in AEW? Is that a challenge that you really enjoy embracing when you come over?
で、先ほど、海外ではスタイルはちょっと違うとおっしゃってたんですけど、次の質問は、AW について語りたいと思いますが、AWA の経験はどうでしょうか？やっぱりチャレンジはありますでしょうか？
もう、AW での試合は、もう私が楽しむ、で、お客さんに楽しんでもらうっていう二つだけのことだけを考えて試合できるので、もっと開放的だし、もっと、いろんなことを吸収したいなと、私の成長を高めたいなと思って試合してるので、なので、 楽しいプラスでしかないから、はい。緊張もするけど、でも、ハッピーの方が強いです。はい。
はい、so, obviously, you know, in AW, she tried to focus on two main things properly. So one is how she shows that she can enjoy herself, and through that, how to make the fans enjoy watching her wrestle. And I think we can say for sure that a lot of the fans really like seeing her in the ring, so that's definitely a plus.
Yes.
And she thinks it's very, you know, very free, and there's a lot of things she can do in the AW ring, you know, she can show off her skills, how much she's improved, and well, she has the nerves, obviously, getting to the AEW ring, but her enjoyment, her joy really like outshines the nerves inside the ring there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know a lot of fans that love your theme song in AEW. You know, they love cheering with it. You know, the I, like, they love that. They love that. I'm happy that, you know, you show your happiness when you're in the ring, because it definitely does wear it definitely does show fans how much you love being in there. They love you back, so that's wonderful to hear. My next question, you know, is when you come to America, do you have a favorite thing to do that's not wrestling? I asked this to Miyu Yamashita as well, and I wanted to know what you enjoy doing while you come over to America.
はい、先の答えについて、やっぱり、高崎さんの、楽しさはすごく皆さんに伝わっているので、やっぱり、入場曲を皆さんすごい一緒に歌ってくれるんだろうし、そう、喜びはきっと皆さんに伝われますよ。
ああ、よかった。
で、She's glad that it really got to the fans. で、質問としては、やっぱり、AEW の試合するために、まあ、アメリカに行ってプロレス以外に好きなことをやってるとことかありますか？例えば山下さんはこの間質問すると舞台見に行くとか、坂崎さんにとっては何でしょうか？
ああ、でもそのいろんな土地、いろんな場所での観光スポットには行ってます。この前のロサンゼルス、LA か、の時とかも、マイケル・ジャクソンの舞台見たりとか、あとカジノやってみたりとか、ホテルのプールに行ってみたりとか、あと、どこだったかな？名前忘れちゃったけど、有名な、なんか展望台を見に行ったりとか、はい。いろいろやってます。でも一番好きなのはアメリカの空の様子が私はとても好きで、時々 SNS でも写真を上げたりするんですけど、その日本の空よりもアメリカの空の方がちょっと青みが強い、青い、鮮やかな青。日本の青はちょっと白い、白みがかかってる青なんですけど、アメリカの空は真っ青。だからその様子を見たりするのとか、あとトカゲとかリスとか、自然な生き物とその青空の街が私はとても癒されます、アメリカは。
So obviously she likes to go look at all the tourist spots, of course. Like when she went to LA, she went to see the Michael Jackson theater thing, she went to the casino,
awesome.
She went to the pool in the hotel, she went to the observatory around there, she doesn't remember the name quite well too.
Oh.
But yeah, she does a lot of things, but her number one favorite thing obviously is hopefully I managed to get this across well, is looking at the American sky, like the blue sky. Yeah, like she feels that the American sky is more blue than the Japanese sky. Because the Japanese sky, while it's still blue, it's a bit more closer to white than being blue. So the American sky is very, very beautiful. She posts it on SNS, like social media all the time. You know, just looking at it, with all like the nature around, like the lizards and all the little creatures going around. It's just very nice to just sit back and enjoy the American like nature.
That's wonderful. I love that. I love, and I know, you know, sometimes it's really good to just take it all in, right? Take it all in, take pictures. So that's awesome. I love every bit of that. TJPW, sorry, continues to see names from, you know, the Joshi world, Pro Wrestling Eve, and AEW appear on their shows and compete, of course, at Wrestle Princess 3. Riho and Maxi Impaler are both going to be part of the show. So is there any wrestlers outside of TJPW that you're hoping to face in the future, whether it be one of those promotions or elsewhere?
はい、やっぱり次の大きな大会、レッスルプリンセス3で、まあ、東京女子以外 の、 あの参戦する他団体の選手が、うん、あの日本に来て、うん、あの戦えることになって、例えばプロレスリングイーブとか AEW とか、まあ、マックス・ジー・インペルとかリホ選手が来るんですけど、今後はもし戦ってみたい東京女子以外の選手は来てほしい選手とかはありますでしょうか？
やっぱり、ナイラ・ローズに日本に来てもらいたいですね。あの、はい。マックスももちろん大きい選手だし、はい。他のイブの、はい、選手とかもやっぱり違うけど、ナイラ・ローズは、なんだ、日本のカルチャーのことを結構好きでいてくれて、なんかピカチュウとか、はい、持ってるものとかが日本のカルチャーのものが結構多いので、はい、なんかまたアメリカとは違うナイラ・ローズが見れるかなと思って、はい、来てもらって、日本にいるナイラ・ローズと試合したいですね。
はい。So obviously, I think the way you translate who she wants to come is obviously Nyla Rose. So she definitely wants her to come to Japan because, well, yes, the other Pro Wrestling Eve wrestlers are a big size, Maxi and Pela, they are really huge. But she definitely wants, like, number one person to come is Nyla Rose because she loves the Japanese culture. She has all the merchandise like Pikachu and whatnot. Yeah. So she's very sure that we can see a little different, like, Nyla Rose from AEW in a TJPW ring. So maybe, who knows, one day she would like to see Nyla Rose in a Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling ring.
I agree. I love that idea. I think Nyla Rose would be great there. Of course, Nyla Rose trained in Japan previously, so, you know, it would be perfect. So I want to bring one more question about your time here in America. So you did something really cool this year. So at Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, PWG 19, you wrestled Masha Slamovich, which was the first women's match in PWG in over a decade. Like, that is insane. That's such an honor, I'm sure. So I want to ask you, like, how much of an honor was it for you? How cool was it to face Masha? And would you like to face her again in the future?
はい、やっぱり次の質問はプロレスリングリーダーの対戦について、まあ、女子の大会は、まあ、10年ぶりにやってるので、そのすごい、お記念な試合でどう思いますか？例えば、マシャ選手と戦ってどう思いますか？で、今後また戦ってみたいですか？
はい、すごく貴重な体験をさせてもらって、女子でシングルは初めてだって聞いてたので、プレッシャーもあったんですけど、でも、なんだろう、全部を楽しむ気持ちで試合できたから、はい、すごくハッピーでした。で、マーシャも、日本で結構長い間、練習とか試合とかしてたみたいで、はい。昔の、 女子プロレスの、あの、技とか、やってたこととか思い出しながら、はい、これやろう、あれやろうってチャレンジしてたみたいだったので、はい。それも新しい刺激になりました。楽しかったです。強かったし。
はい、ありがとうございます。So, you know,、はい、when she was told like it was the first time they've been doing this in 10 years, and obviously she was、very honored to be in the match. It's a very special experience, you know. Obviously there is pressure going into、mm-hmm. like the very first Joshi match in 10 years, butShe went in to enjoy herself and, you know, she came out very happy. So that's definitely a plus. And going against Masha Slamovic, you know, she's wrestled, Masha has trained and wrestled in Japan. So she just like, she knows the older Joshi moves and styles. So、mm-hmm. when they, you know, when they're having a match, they did a bit of like the old Joshi style, doing this and that. And it was a really great experience and she's strong. So I'm pretty sure she would like to go against Masha once again.、
Mm-hmm.I think we'd all like to see that match again. And if you could also tell her, I know people that were at that show and they went to see Yuka at that show. So please, if you could relay that real quick, I appreciate it.
やっぱ、個人的な意見ですが、スポットさんの友達は、実際、あの、会場に見に来て、あの、坂崎さんのために見に来て、すごい熱い試合だったので。
Yay!
Thank all right. So I only have a few more questions and then we'll wrap it up. Thank you so much for your time. I just want to bring up Cyber Fight Festival again. Of course, I talked about that earlier. You've had the honor of competing in both Princess of Princess Champions at the show the past 2 years. Is your ultimate hope?For TJPW to main event the Cyber Fight Festival in the future, now that you've been able to compete in both and really show what TJPW is to the world.
やっぱり、次の質問は、まあ、サイバーファイトフェスについて、去年も今年もあのプリンセスとプリンセス王者、あの王座戦に戦っていて、やっぱりきっとあの来年とか再来年とかもしかしたらあとセミメインとかじゃなくてメインイベントしてあの出させていただきたいという気持ちはきっとありますでしょうね。だって皆さんもうちょっと東京女子の魅力とか伝わりたいでしょうね。
うん、そうですね。そのもちろんそういういろんな男子がいる中で女子がメインだったらすごく光栄でハッピーであの誇り高い誇らしい気持ちにはなると思いますけど、うん、でもあのまあ、試合順関係なく、はい、その大会で一番のベストなマッチを一番あの印象に残ったって言ってもらえるような試合をしてるつもりではあるのでしたいと思ってるので、うん、どの試合順でも全試合あの食ってやるっていう気持ちで試合してます。
はい、ありがとうございます。
はい。
So this is a very great answer. I will definitely do my best to translate it to my best ability. So no,
thank you.
There's a lot of many other men wrestling in the show.And, you know, if they got to be in the main event, obviously, it would be a great honor. But, you know, what's not, the match order is not important, but what's more important is having the best match and the most memorable match of the night. So she always goes in with that feeling to the match. So, yeah, it could be the first match. It could be the second last match. But if you remember the Tokyo Joshi title match the most, I think, you know,That's already the goal. Like if you, as long as you remember their match was the best one,
yes.
And you keep doing, you know, the best to make their match the best one every year. So that's what they're aiming for.
And I think that's a great, great thing to aim for. And I'm sure a lot of fans can notice that in the matches that you've had. So thank you for what you've done in both of those. The final questions here. Are there any wrestlers in TJPW that you believe could win championships someday that have not? You know, you, as we talked about earlier, you've tested them, right, by kind of being that bully and, you know, seeing how they react. Is there anyone that you've noticed that is ready to make that next step potentially in the future?
はい、次の質問ですが、まあ、特区女子内にまだ王者になっていない、可能性を潜んでいる選手は、若手選手の中にどちらが一番多分次のステップを取る選手ですか？
まあ、今年急成長した渡辺美優とかは、はい、ね、一番近いのかなとは思いますけどね。やっぱり、あの、うん、ガッツもあるし、その精神力も、はい、どんどん成長してきてるので、うんうんうん。あと何かちょっとだけきっかけがあれば、彼女はチャンピオンになりそうな気はしますね。あと、
So, obviously. はい。
あ、すいません。あと、まあ、その、アップアップガールズで言うと、ノア光も、その、ハングリーな気持ちがあるし、でも一番何気に怖いのは、楽が、やっぱり人を眠らせる能力があるので、はい。私的には結構、苦手、あの、要注意すべき人物はもしかしたら楽なのかもしれません。
はい、ありがとうございます。
はい。
So, obviously, the first part you heard is definitely Miu Watanabe. You know, her exponentially fast growth this year is something that Tokyo Joshi fans will know.You know, she has the guts, she has the mental faculty, if there's a chance, she's definitely going to be the first among the next batch to like really grasp the title before anyone else. Mm. But, you know, even aside from her in Up Up Girls, Kako Boresu, Hikari Noa is also a very, very hungry opponent. She also might have the potential to get the next one. But, you know, Yuka thinks Raku is the most scariest among the three. Because she has the ability to make people sleep. She knows she can, you know, she can Oyasumi Express and, you know, knock out. It's dangerous, and she doesn't really like that. So she thinks that the most dangerous among these three could probably just be Raku.
I agree. That's fantastic.
Dokan desu.
The final two questions here, I'd love to ask you, you know, you're going to Wrestle Princess 3, you'll be main eventing that show, it'll be your second time main eventing, you're a two-time Princess of Princess champion already. If you win, you tie Miyu Yamashita for the most, which is very exciting. I believe you're a three-time tag team champion as well. So what are your goals moving forward, whether it be in wrestling or outside of wrestling?
はい、次の、まあ、レッスルプリンセス3はメインイベントとして出場していますし、まあ、王者としてはもう2回取ったんですけど、で今回もし、また取ったら、山下選手と同じ、まあ、3回王者になっちゃって、もうタグ王者はもう3回ぐらい取ったなので、今後の目標としては何でしょうか、うん、まあ、プロレス内でもプロレス以外でも今後の目標は、
うん、そうですね、まあ3回取った場合、まあその今まではがむしゃらにあのこうやってみんなに海外の方とかあのいろんな日本人の人とかに東京女子を知ってもらうっていうのを目標にがむしゃらに頑張ってきた年数が まあ、約9年、10年かかったわけですけど、なので、なんだろう。そう、それまで、かかるまで、その東京女子をちょっと知ってもらうきっかけになるのが、はい、あの、私とか山下とか、中島だったかなっていう気はするんですが、でもこれからは私たちベースじゃなくてもいろんな人、まあ、アップアップガールズだったりとか荒井由紀だったりとか、まあ、いろんなところから伊藤だったり水木だったりいろんなところから東京女子を知ってもらってでさらにまた興味持ってもらってっていう段階に来てると思うのでうん。まあ、そうですね。もちろん私がチャンピオンでありたいとは思いますけど、うん。でもいろんな可能性を、東京女子のいろんな可能性を感じてもらいたいとも思ってるので、まあその、私がチャンピオンになったら、まあ違うこと、東京女子でのこの前のプールプロレスだったりとか、まあその違う、リング上だけじゃないフィールドでも東京女子の戦い方を見せて、東京女子の魅力を知ってもらって、で、また違う種類、プロレスファンじゃない人の目にも東京女子が目に留まったらいいなとは思いますね。
Hi, so she, you know, wins the championship belt again. She'll be a three-time champion. Obviously, she wants more people to learn about the product. So she's worked so hard over these 9 years, you know, all her hard work, all her reckless, you know, crazy stuff she's done will like really pay off. And obviously, you know, most people come to watch Tokyo Joshi because of either herself, Yamashita, or Nakajima. But, you know, she hopes that going forward, it wouldn't be just that these three.She hopes that it will be the up-up girls, you know, Yuki Arai, could even be Maki Ito or Mizuki, you know, the next crop that's waiting to just burst out already. And she wants that more people to get interested in the younger generation. Even as champion, you know, Tokyo Joshi has so much potential. She wants to try a little bit different than the usual route as champion. Because, you know, they've had the pool wrestling show, and wrestling is not just about being in the ring.And she really wants to show more people about the joys of Tokyo Joshi and get more fans to the product, you know.
I think that's a fantastic answer. I think, and I think a lot of fans agree. I think they're right there with you and they'd love to see that and love to see that future step up while you and Miyu and Shoko lead the way. And I think that's wonderful. The final question.Of course, here, before I let you go, and again, thank you so much, is for the fans who support you around the world as we head into Wrestle Princess 3, what is one thing you'd like to tell them all, whether it's here in America, of course, there in Japan, or, like I said, all around the world?
はい、まあ、最後の質問になりますが、日本中のファンだけじゃなく、世界中の坂崎ファンとか東京女子のファンに、レッスルプリンセス3に向けてメッセージとかあればぜひお願いします。
はい、そのプロレスラーの永遠は命はゲームと違ってずっとはないものだから、見れるときに見てもらいたいなと思います。なので、見れる機会があるときには、はい。ぜひ、東京女子の試合を見て、はい。今の東京女子、今の、私たちの、今だから出る、なんだ、輝きみたいなのを感じてもらえたら嬉しいので、はい。見れるときに見といた方がいいですよ。
Hi. So, you know, unlike a game, a restless, you know, life, a restless career, it's not, does not go on forever. So they cannot wrestle forever. So, you know, when you have the opportunity to go and watch Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling, please come down. There's a chance to come, you know, even if it's right now, it's a little bit difficult for most fans. But if you have the opportunity to come to Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling, please come and watch how well they shine in the ring. There are so many great wrestlers. So, you know, before they cannot wrestle anymore, please come down and watch Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling.
I think that's a perfect way to end this. Yuka, thank you so much for coming on and being a part. I really do appreciate it. And I hope you feel better, of course. I know you were feeling a little under the weather as we started this, but I really do appreciate all the time you've given me. So thank you.
Thank you.
はい、今日のインタビューを聞いていただいてありがとうございます。早く喉の調子が良くなるといいです。
ね、ソーリー。あ、そうですね。喉の本当聞き取りづらい状態の時に本当すいません。でもインタビューしてもらえて嬉しいです。
She's a bit sorry that, you know, it might be a bit difficult to hear through her, but I think it's 全然問題ないですよ。ちょっと普通に聞き取れたくて全然、はい。
It was perfectly fine. She sounded perfect.
全然 OK です。はい。
よかった。ありがとうございます。楽しかったです。お話できて。
She really enjoyed herself. Yeah, she's really enjoyed herself being today, you know? Gotta do an interview. Lots of talking.
Thank you. Well, I enjoyed it just as much. But of course, everyone listening, you can check out Wrestle Princess 3 on Wrestle Universe. All everywhere around the world, as Yuka will be facing Shoko Nakajima in the main event. A very exciting show. To both of you, thank you so much. And make sure to check Fightful.com for all coverage on Wrestle Princess 3 and Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.